Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE. It is time for our weekly visit with the author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. Ron Price is here with me in Studio A this morning. Mr. Price, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Micklin. By the way, have you ever noticed that we start the meeting with Mr. and then we end with first name?
Hey, you.
I just noticed that, but
that's
anyway.
True. Well, you know, it's an introduction to the audience. And I just want to make sure that they see you in your most dignified. And then by the end, you know what happens.
That's right. Just don't use Ronald Mitchell. That's what I get at home whenever I'm in trouble.
Oh, dear. Okay. The first and middle name. Gotcha.
Look out.
We talked about confrontation styles last week, and this week we're talking about confrontation. So, okay. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you.
Yeah.
Put my dukes up.
We talked about the conflict.
I'm ready for you.
Let's step outside and talk this over. Conflict styles.
Yeah,
there are times when again, we talked about how avoiding conflict is a negative. It's going to make it worse, not better. There are times you have to confront another individual. I can think of two right off the bat. Well, three, actually.
Okay.
If they've offended you.
Sure.
Maybe knowingly, maybe not knowingly, and it's eating at you, you better go confront them. You better do it the right way, but...
Sure.
Don't just think that that's going to go away, because every time you see them, you'll get that knot in the pit of the stomach. Or is it pit in the knot of the stomach?
Neither sound good.
One or the other.
Yeah.
So that's a time when you have to confront. When it comes to your attention that you've offended somebody else, and somebody that means something to you, somebody that you value the relationship with them, don't just hope that time will heal all wounds or wound all heals or whatever the expression is. You better go confront them. And the third one, very delicate. If you see somebody doing something that you honestly believe is detrimental to their welfare and you care about them, then there are certain times when I think you should confront. But again, you got to do so carefully, so carefully. One I recommend, one pointer, is really know why you're doing this. What's your motive? If you're going just to get a pound of flesh or, you know, to take revenge or whatever on somebody who offended you, don't go. Don't go. Not if you value the relationship. You'll make it worse, not better. So know your why. If you truly are well-intended, well-motivated, then that's probably going to come through. And your words may be a bit off now and then, but your motivation hopefully will be detected and appreciated for your efforts. When to confront is another. Again, don't ever try to confront somebody when they're in the middle of their workday and they got, you know, five projects they're working on, or at home when the other episodes, other events are occurring. The person's distracted. That's probably not the best time to confront. So choose your timing. And in fact, what I like to do is give people a heads up. Hey, I've got a concern. I really need to run it by you. Can you find some time for me? What's good for you? It'll be a pleasant conversation, I promise, or at least I believe it will be. But when's a good time for you? Let them pick the time. Let them pick the place. A lot of times confrontations, if they're not handled well, can get ugly. They can get loud. So go to a public place, because none of us want to look foolish. You know, I can think of a couple of coffee shops we have in this town. I better not mention any of them, because I'll leave one or two out. We have several good ones.
Mm-hmm.
But go there, where you can keep your voices down, and nobody else is listening in, but nobody's hearing you because you're raising your voice. So the timing, the place where you're going to confront is vital too. Another one, are you the one who should do the confrontation? Again, let's say you're seeing somebody, you're going to somebody that you think is out of line in a relationship, or again, causing harm or damage to themselves. I appreciate your concern for them, but are you the one? Do you already have that relationship with them that they trust you and they'd be willing to hear what you have to say? So just some different pointers, Scott. We tend to avoid confrontation. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would tend to agree with that. Indeed.
So hopefully these are some pointers to make it a little bit easier, things to think about before you take it on. But be bold. Again, depending on the circumstance. You're always good, by the way, Scott, at telling me, yes, Ron, what you just said is true. However, there are other circumstances where that might not be so true.
But I think you hit it on the head today in that, you know, if you go through all these steps that you've just mentioned, you know, of sucked in the right place and the right time and all this and the different motive, the outcome of the confrontation is going to be more positive than maybe in some other circumstances.
Yeah. You know, here's one more that you just brought to my mind. Thank you. Before you confront somebody, you've probably been thinking about it for quite a while before you summoned up the courage or found the right time or whatever. So you confront the person. Please don't ask them to give you an immediate response. That's not fair. You've had time to think it over. So it's always best, depending on the circumstance, but in most circumstances, to say, you know, here's some thoughts that I have. Would you give them some thoughts as well? And maybe we can get back together because I'd like to hear your perspectives. You had the luxury of thinking it over. Give them that same opportunity.
Uh-huh.
It'll be appreciated.
And I think something that you've told us before would be maybe to select a date to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get together mm-hmm. and talk about this next week. Day after tomorrow, whatever,
yep.
right?
Let's get our calendars
right now.
Don't
leave it out there in the ether, right?
Because it may not happen.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, good point.
All right. See, I'm
you
listening.
Do listen. You do.
Once in a while.
That's why you are Scott Micklin.
I don't know about that.
Famous radio host.
Trying to listen and learn something. So, and I have. So, thank you very much.
Welcome.
That's Ron Price. He teaches us all every week right here on KSJE Farmington.
KSJE is proud to support Riverfest Memorial Day weekend in Farmington. Featuring music, food, crafts, a car show, a recycled fashion show, and races with wiener dogs and ducks. Find out more on Facebook at Riverfest New Mexico or online at riverfestnewmexico.com. Riverfest, a jolt-worthy event, May 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.